never let me down, no way.
Most high, say. And the king shall decree, bless thy soul, righteousness shall be.
Ooh, yeah. Show us thy love. Oh, have mercy upon thy soul. Never let me down, no way. Have it today.
DJ Khaled.
Hey, I wanna say thank you for the time and the love what you share, all the help and the effort just for getting me there. When everyone turned their back, you showed me how much you care. You believe in me, never forget it, I swear. I'll always be strong, my character define me. I will never be the hateful and throw stones behind me. Temptation and ego can get you so wrong. A lot of people easily forget where they're coming from.
I'm so grateful for all you have done to bless your soul with the riches of life forever. Happy life shine as the burning sun. It's a blooming blessing. Hey, let it flow. It's a pleasure.
Hours upon hours searching for a better way out. And the evil and ignorant people setting the chopper still just gotta look out. Jah is my guide, no one here for reason. Put my trust in the Most High and my prayers are so consistent. I would have thought it would be like this today. Nothing but prayers, lift up your red lion in the jungle. I tell ya, you, I'm being blessed.
Welcome to grateful, welcome to grateful, welcome to grateful.
Strength to strength, strength to strength.
To realize and appreciate all your blessings, embrace your blessings from the heart. To express gratitude by doing righteous deeds. Assad, my son, I love you. Thank you, God. I also want to thank all my enemies for turning their backs on me. Thank you. I'm so
grateful.
Hours upon hours searching for a better way
DJ
out.
DJ Khaled!
I'm so grateful for all you have done to bless your soul with the riches of life forever. Nothing less than as the burning sun. It's a blooming blessing. Hey, let it flow. It's a pleasure.
Hours upon hours searching for a better way out.
Spirit of
I have a new book coming out this fall, and I'm super excited to introduce it to you guys. All you have to do is subscribe to my VIP guest book list right now at bit.ly/newbook, N-U-B-O-O-K. Again, that's bit.ly/newbook. B-O-O-K. I can't wait to share this book with you guys. We're going to be talking about anxiety and so much more. You don't want to miss it. Be my VIP guest today. I know that you've been going through it. I know that sometimes you have a really bad day. Sometimes you wake up and you wonder, what is your day supposed to be? What are you supposed to be doing? What are you? Who are you? So many questions, and it just seems like your day repeats the same way. Waking up, going to work, going to school, coming home, same cycle. What is this supposed to be? A lot of times we are looking for answers. We're looking for spiritual advice. We're looking for direction. And right now I'm offering a free 15-minute complimentary consultation with me, Najim P. Lee, for najimlee.com. It's super easy to book your session today. Go ahead, nlht.youcanbook.me. Book a session today. Let's talk. Let's see where you're at. You never know what direction you really need to go to when you get another insight looking in. I'm here for you. Do this today. Go ahead. Book at nlht.youcanbook.me. Click that link on the screen right now. Welcome, everybody. We are back right here on the Ask Najim Lee Show. I'm so excited. Right now, we're going to be having a great time today. If you don't know, I am your host, Najim P. Lee for najimlee.com. I'm a spiritual life coach, health, wellness consultant, intuitive reader, Reiki master, new published author, and artist. And I'm so excited to be with you guys today. We are going to have a mixture of topics in this particular episode. And I just wanted to talk to you guys. We're going to be talking about anxiety. We're going to be talking about the book I'm dropping. We're going to be talking about some of the highlights that's going on in the media today. And I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But do me a favor. Go grab yourself a cup of coffee, cup of tea, a notepad with a pen and paper. And let's get into it. Take some scrupulous notes. Enjoy these messages and some beautiful music. And we will be right back with our new segment today.
This one I bet you with the jabada. Me, I no get time, I did jabada. Dada cover my face, calling me la bada. Biggie man, we know they wear a bada.
Tell me, manika, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. Take your time, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley. The garden, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing.
Make you no say anything when you do, they must commend it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when they do, I they try to they do on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty, plenty, plenty survive so we face. Just to make sure money day. But my people can go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want tunnel.
Tell me, my nigga, what's it come? G-Wagon. All the Bentley, the Galen, ride the whip. I no fit, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Galen, riding with me. I know feet. Different things them happening, schemes and packaging. In a one night for shows I'm juggling. Flow like the ocean, my boat I'm paddling. Shara Shinapella, that's my bro, my family. Frozen dreams. When it comes to money, I take concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you become a shan, I be head of state. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one peme. I want enjoy, I want job life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want honor. Tell me, money. What's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Kelton, ride the whip, I know feet, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Kelton, ride the whip, I know feet, die for nothing. Oh, no, I born out.
Welcome back, guys. It's your host, Najim P. Lee for NajimLee.com. And welcome to the Ask Najim Lee show. Hit that hashtag, Ask Naj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Again, A-S-K-N-A-J. And that's anchor.fm/A-S-K-N-A-J. And so I'm so excited to be with you guys again today. This is episode 10. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Wow, we have come a long way with season 2, just a lot of different topics, guests, and so much more. One thing I want to say is for episode 8, when we had the beautiful professional expert, relationship expert, relationship coach, and that's Sonia LeRae. And everybody's like, oh my God, when are you guys gonna have her back? When? We want more, we want more. So you know what? I have listened, her audience, to you guys, to her audience, and so much more. And I'm happy to announce that we are going to do a part 2 when it comes to relationships. And just keep posted, I'm going to let you know when that will go down. And that's going to probably be in season 3 that I can say to you guys, because we're wrapping up season 2. We got like 2 more episodes left in season 2. And so, yeah, all you have to do is send in your questions, all right? So if you got questions to ask Miss LeRae, expert relationship coach, and for the show, go ahead and send those in at Najim Lee Studios with an S at the end at gmail.com. Again, that's Najim Lee Studios at gmail.com. And if it makes it even easier, you can leave a voice comment. This is what we do right here on Anchor. You can leave a voice comment. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, iTunes, or wherever else, there should be something at the bottom where you can leave a comment, and I'll definitely get it as well. Make sure you like, you know, up this video, up this, not video, podcast, Naj, podcast. Yo, heart it up, like it up, let everybody know you are listening to the Ask Najm Lee Show right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj. If you're listening to anywhere else, let me know. Tell me if you're listening on Spotify. Tell me if you're listening on Stitcher or wherever. Let me know so I get a really good idea, like, where you guys are tuning in from. All right? All right. Let's get into it. I am so excited, guys. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about the first thing that's just popping right now. And that is my book. Oh my gosh. My book, y'all. My book is coming out. Oh my God. 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 And I can tell the world, I can tell you guys, because it's going to be to the masses October 10th, 2019. Yes, October 10th. October 10th is a Thursday, y'all. October 10th. Mark that on your calendar that my book will be available worldwide. But I got a treat for you. Yup, I got a treat. Pre-order right now. Many of you, oh my God, especially my beautiful VIPs, have began doing their pre-orders for my book. And you can do it too. The deadline is going to be September 30th. That's the last day you can put in your pre-order. And I want you to get this. Go ahead right now. Go over to nlartpublishing.us. Again, that's nlartpublishing.us. And I'm going to put that link below as well. Go pre-order my book now, like while you're listening to me. Like, you can do that. Like, you know, we multitask around here. Go cop my book. Pre-order it right now. It's available for pre-order, and I have something special for those that are pre-ordering the book. You're getting a beautiful package from me to show appreciation that's going to be packed with the book. So, and it's only for the pre-orders. After the pre-orders, it will not be available. These beautiful things that I designed and put together that will be along in the box when you get it. So get on the book list or my najmlee.com list, email list. And you can do that right now. Sign up to the book list, which is bit.ly/newbook, which is bit.ly/NUBOOK. Or go over to najmlee.com and subscribe. All right. If you subscribe and let me know that you did subscribe and you went and purchased the book, you know, you pre-order it, let me know. I'm going to make a note of it. All the people that are pre-ordering are going to be on a pre-order list. And this pre-order list is very special because I am going to be adding some little extras. Once I get your addresses, I know where I'm mailing stuff to and everything. Those on the pre-order list are getting something special after they received their book. So there's a few things coming along. It's not just like, oh, you just get the book and that's it. No, you're getting the book plus my special gifts, and then you're going to get another gift. And I'm not gonna say, because that's like a secret gift that each person will get, and some people will get something different. So yeah, look out for that. I wanted to announce that on the show today because I didn't tell my VIPs that they're going to get even something extra after purchasing. So this is my way of saying thank you to you guys, and I wanted to, you know, do that. So go ahead, pre-order right now, get on the list, and I'm going to make a note of what I'm going to send to you after purchasing. All right, so the book is called, you're like, Nas, you are talking about the book. What's the name of the book? The book is called Kali, and it stands for Kill Anxiety, Live Immensely, The Secrets to Removing the Illusions We Believe When We're Anxious. And I think this is a really important topic. It's a big topic, but I'm bringing a little magic to this for you guys, because this is done in collaboration with the goddess Kali Ma. And she's a Hindu goddess, and I have done some videos that you can watch on nlartpublishing.us, which I go into explaining about how it came about and more. So there's going to be some more videos coming, and I go even further and deeper, but go check it out. Go to nlartpublishing.us and you'll be able to watch those videos there as well while you're ordering. So anxiety is like a big topic, right? We all have anxiety, believe it or not. Anxiety basically means, you know, we are characterized with persistent and lots of worry, right? We worry about something and we're like, oh my God, how am I gonna do this? What's gonna happen? It could be any situation. That's normal, because it kind of pushes us into becoming stronger, stepping out of our fears, and taking charge, right? It could be, for example, you have a fear of speaking in front of people, you know, and the anxiety will just rise up. That's pretty good, because still at the same time, you're going to conquer it. And so you put yourself out there to conquer it, right? You're still going to speak and make it happen, especially if you're already signed up to do it, right? You'll practice and practice and practice, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna keep going forward. That's great. That's absolutely awesome. But the one that I want to talk even further about is generalized anxiety disorder. And I'm going to talk about that when we come back after this beautiful break.
If you see me with a foreign gal in the front seat of a foreign car, I know you know what I'm coming for. So there's no use in asking what I want. I've been cruising through the sunshine now. I'm just trying to hold a vibe right now. Dance on me while I roll up, shawty. Girl, you know what's going on. I think I'm picking down now. Get down now, get down, get down, get down now. 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 Get down, get down. Make you remember, nothing for this life not accidental. I strap a knock instrumental. Why you no go green make I enter? You know I brush past you down now. Everybody know my agenda. And for your love, I'll be defender. Anytime, any day for the calendar. Man a rock star, so me know she see me. One time start wine, me know she freaky. More time my best friend, I link me charge you. One reason why me come this party. Cause I can pick it down now. Get down now. Get down, get down, 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 get down now. I said my baby gon' get down now. Don't see nobody but you. Girl, I broke out and I get down now. Don't see nobody. You know I do this shit for all my ladies, all my ladies. I'm a rock star, so me know she see me. One time start wine, me know she freaky. More time my best friend, I link me charge you. One reason why me come this party. Cause I can pick it down now. Get down now. Get down, get down, get down now. Get Make you remember, nothing for this life, not accidental. I strap a knock instrumental. Why you no go green make I enter? You know I fresh past you tender. Everybody know my agenda. And for your love I be defender. Anytime, any day for the calendar. I can pick.
Welcome back, guys. This is part two of our discussion. So we're talking about generalized anxiety disorder just briefly. So just to break it down, according to the ADAA.org, you can go look it up. Generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD, or GAD, is characterized by persistent and excessive worry about a number of different things. People with GAD, G-A-D, may anticipate disaster and may be overly concerned about money, health, family, work, or other issues. Individuals with GAD find it difficult to control their worry. They may worry more than, you know, what seems warranted or, you know, normal about actual events, and or may expect the worst even when there is no apparent reason for concern. GAD is diagnosed when a person finds it difficult to control worry on more days than not for at least 6 months and has three or more symptoms. This differentiates GAD from worry that may be specific to a set stressor or for more limited period of time. 6.8 million adults, that's about 3.1% of the U.S. population alone, each year is affected by GAD. And what's really incredible, women are twice as likely to be affected, which is crazy, right? And so this disorder comes on gradually and can begin across the life cycle, though the risk is highest between childhood and middle age. Although the exact cause of GAD is unknown, there is evidence that biological factors, family background, and life experiences, particularly stressful ones, play a role. So, you know, when I read this about GAD, you know, it hit a chord with me because of, you know, having a chronic illness like sickle cell anemia, and how this correlates, how it correlates with, you know, the fatigue that I had, the anxiety that I have, and everything. And at first, I didn't put it two and two together. But as I dove into this book that Kalima presented to me, it really had me diving into myself so deeply and understanding the core of certain things that were taking place in my life. And it really inspired me and motivated me because I was like, I'm not the only one. Let's really talk about this, especially as women who we juggle so many things throughout our day. You know, anxiety is a kicker, you know, because we have so much things on our plate. We're doing so many things. And at the same time, we're always thinking ahead. I know that for myself, I'm always thinking ahead. And a lot of times I have to pipe down and like, it's okay, Naj, you know, let's just focus on today. That is why I write, y'all. That is why I really push myself to write three main things I'm going to do each day and get it done. You know, like I'm in the moment of today no worries. You know, if I have to put on some Kali chants and do some mantras myself, I do that and just put myself into a calm space. I am burning Palo Santos and all kinds of incense throughout my day. Like, I think it's almost every hour, every 2 hours that I burn me some incense. So, anxiety is no joke. And so my book really dives into generalized anxiety disorder, but with a twist. And the twist is what the goddess Kalima has presented to me. And it's fascinating. It's amazing. I never thought of so many things until I started working on this book and able to use a lot of the techniques with my clients and seeing their results. I was like, my God, like, this shit really works. Excuse my language, but this shit really works, guys. And I'm proud. I am proud to say that Kalima really came throughout this whole entire process of writing this book. This female goddess squeezed me, and just her presence, just, oh my God, it's so amazing. Watch the videos, guys. You'll hear the whole story and know what I'm talking about when I say she squeezed me. Y'all just watch the videos. You can watch it whether you're on my list, because the videos are coming to you on my list. Go sign up on my list today, which is bit.ly/NUBOOK, or go over to najimlee.com and subscribe right there. When you're purchasing the book at nlartpublishing.us, just scroll down and check out those videos as well. All right. Oh my God. Okay. So let's get into this other topic. I just want to say before we do, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shukran for supporting me on my efforts on this channel, on this podcast, on my book. You know, every single thing that I've done, guys, I am so grateful. You have no idea. I'm super grateful. I'm super thankful. And I send you a high five. Thank you. Let's get into Malik Yoba. Malik Yoba. Yo, guys, what is going on with Malik Yoba? And I want to talk about this situation this homeboy got himself into from a spiritual aspect. And I feel like I need to take a break before we jump into this. Let's take a quick break and I'll be right back and we'll talk about Malik Yoba.
Here we are. Here we are. Right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a fly go a moon and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youths, cause it's not like the future depends on it. We save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages, on TV the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, key points, and all of a sudden you a say a Indiana Jones. And I tip all the gold and tip all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them still can't defeat and them coulda never clone. My spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah, Sabali, that's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world, a world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes, it gets no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again everybody would have start laugh. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich get stitched up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. The truth, you don't know how they gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. We patient for now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsy seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless, a fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world.
Sabali, Sabali,
Sabali. Patience.
And we are back, guys. Welcome back to the Ask Najm Lee Show right here on anchor.fm/ASKNAJ. And we're about to dive into Malik Yoba. If you don't know the story, he came out several weeks ago regarding his attraction to, how can I say this? To the transgender family. Right. And from a spiritual standpoint, I am going to speak on this, okay? From a spiritual standpoint. Because I think what he did and how he came about this was totally off, okay? It was totally imbalanced. And I'm going to speak from what I see spiritually on the other side of the veil. And right now that I mention his name, it's like all these, I think his ancestors or beings coming through, speaking now. And okay, all right, info's coming into me. All right, so Malik Yoba, his real name is Abdul Malik Kashi Yoba. And y'all, that name alone, you know where this boy is coming from, right? Yes, he may have been born in the Bronx, New York, but homeboy is coming from seriously an African descent, okay? And he is 52 years old, and he was married before, or is still married. I'm not sure, they're separated. I don't know how it goes, but... Okay, the information that's coming in to me regarding this being is that he's been like this from a very young age, right? And he used this particular, thing as a platform, a stepping stone for certain projects that he's coming out with. The other part of that is that there are some things that happened behind the scenes that he was trying to basically jump in front of before it came out. You understand? It's almost like, I don't know, blackmail going on or whatever, and utilized and stepped into this particular situation in order so that he's the first to come out and say whatever it is. And it's really interesting how his wife was left in the dark about this as well, where she was feeling like, hey, like you could have spoken to me and the kids before you just jumped and did this. So obviously something was really coming, and he just took it into his own hands and did this, announced on his Instagram or wherever it was. This is not what he's trying to push it as of seeing that young man in New York and that, you know, he was dating a transgender and he being bullied in the New York streets about it, right? This has nothing to do with that. He's using that as a cloud, basically. So spiritually, this man is confused, really twisted, really dark. You know, he's done some things with, you know, I would say anything, any being under the age of 21. Let's just keep it at that, right? He has done some things and it's not cute. It's not, you know, pretty. And he got away with it. Why? Because he is an American actor and he's been on several big time shows and movies. You remember him, he was casted as Janet Jackson's husband in Why Did We Get Married Part 1 and Part 2. That was a big platform for him at that time. He was also, I remember seeing him in the detective show of NYPD. Or New York Undercover, sorry, New York Undercover. Y'all remember that? And he was also in the movie Cool Runnings. Y'all remember that? This may come all over the place, but what I'm gathering from this being is that he has suppressed a lot of things and done a lot of things in the dark, okay? Hidden in the dark, coming out to light. This is not the last of it. There is more things coming regarding this soul, and it's blowing up in his face. So he did a interview on the Roots channel. You can look that up on YouTube, and he basically stormed off the set, you know, when asked about the allegations. And literally the perspective that I was getting is, if you did nothing wrong, right, if you're innocent, there's no need to storm off like that. There's no need to act up, you know, cross your hand, your arms in front of the person and given this block, right? So it tells me you have been dodging the bullets, so to speak, and dancing around as if, you know, la-di-da-di-da, yeah, I came out to like support and just put myself out there to support these guys. I don't know how you can support the transgender group or transgender family if you haven't yourself gone and spoken with them, been around them, and really engaged with them as an activist, but yet you're putting yourself out there because of what this hurricane that's traveling behind you, that you jumped out and was just like, oh yeah, it's wrong because, you know, I'm attracted to transgender as well. You know, something about that spiritually is off, and he's running from himself. This has been traveling with him from another lifetime, okay? This is a karma or karmic debt that he has not taken care of, that he is running from, and is about to bite him hard. And I think we're about to see bits of it start to explode in front of him, right? There's no lawyers, there's no nothing. There's a lot of prepping going on for when he does these interviews and taking interviews. A person like this, if you're taking so many interviews, why is it that you have not really engaged with the transgender public in such a positive way? Why are they going at you in such a negative way, in such a targeting way? What did you do? Because that world is, a lot of that world is it's a night world, right? They're artists, they're entertainers. You know, there's a lot of things that goes on, but a lot of times when people ask, oh, like, I've never seen, you know, transgender like that, you know, going about my business. Some people haven't. Some people know, oh, we see them mostly at night, right? Their world is different, and they go through so much. They go through so much persecution, so much like hate and everything, that for Malik Yoba to now come out and want to be activists for them, it's almost like you're punching them in the stomach further, more and more. And for what? What is this for you? What are you getting out of this? Why are you doing this, right? Why? What's the real reason? Don't just come out and say, oh, you're bisexual or you're whatever. Like, nobody cares in that regards. The point is, why are you pulling in the transgender in this way? Why are you bringing in that family in this way? And they haven't approved you as the voice for them. That's the kicker, guys. Why? Past life, this has been biting him in the butt. There are things he's done in a karmic, that's karmic, and gone, and he's been running from this from another life and another life, and it's come into this life. And this man, this soul, won't turn around and take full responsibility for whatever it is he's done in his past life. And that is what's going on, y'all. That is what's happening. That is why this being is going to get interrupted real quickly. And if he doesn't get it together, be honest, you know, to himself and to the world, and basically apologize. He has to apologize. There are some wrongdoings he has done. And it doesn't matter. Because the thing is, if someone is pulling your name down, if you're a celebrity, someone's pulling your name down, like the lady that she's transgender, who has been speaking up about what happened to her when she was 13 and 16. My thing is, if those allegations, so to speak,
are false, where's your lawyers, dude? If they're false, say that. Or say, I can't speak about it because my lawyers are on top of this. So can we go on to the next question? There's a professional way. But when I see someone act up like this and jump out of their skin and act in this way, truth is biting them in the ass. That is what's going on. And they don't want this happening to them. It's not supposed to go this way, so to speak, right? Quote unquote. It's not supposed to happen this way. It's not supposed to take place this way. Sorry, you're not fessing up. You're not being honest, and you're not being honest with yourself and to the people, closest people around you, and to the world. When it comes to the transgender, they love honesty all the way. Don't front with them. Don't front. But this is what Malik Yoba is doing, is fronting. And he's been doing this two other lifetimes. That is why you see this happening now. All right, guys, I'll be right back. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Let me know your thoughts about what I just spoke on with Malik Yoba from a spiritual perspective. You know, do you think he's running from a past life? Let me know. What are your thoughts on this? I would love to know. I'll be right back. And we are back. Hey guys, we are going to wrap up the last part of the segment. And welcome. I am Najim P. Lee for NajimLee.com. And this is episode 10 on the Ask Najim Lee show right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj. And so we just wrapped up on speaking on Malik Yoba. And this part I want to talk about is listening to your intuition. And a lot of times, we don't listen to our intuition. We ignore it. That feeling that we get in the pit of our stomach or around our shoulders or the back of our neck, you know, or this feeling of a weight over us, something. Whatever it is, we do not listen to it. And I don't understand why. Why do you think that is? Why are we so afraid or feel so fearful of truly listening to ourselves? Is it a trust issue that you don't trust yourself? You don't believe yourself? You don't believe in yourself? What is it? And I ask these questions for you to think on. Let me know. Answer in the comment section below, you know, what it is. Why is it that you don't listen to your intuition? Intuition is so big for me. And especially ever since I was a little girl, listening intunely has been effective, has been truly amazing. There's a story I want to tell you before I go today of myself when I was a little girl. And this is when I was living in Canada. If anybody knows Cougar Court in Scarborough, Ontario, give me a shout. Give me a shout. Scarborough in the house. yep, Cougar Court. If anybody knows where Cougar Court is, hit me up in the comment section. All right. So, yeah, I used to live over there. And I remember one year, my mom, my dad was taking my brother and I to Jamaica and for vacation. And they got a limo for us to, you know, get to the airport, which I was like, oh my God, this is so fancy. I think I was about, I don't know, 9, 10 years old, about 9 years old, I would say. And I was so excited. My brother was excited. It's like, oh my God, we're going to be in a limo. We're going to be in a limo. And, you know, my first time being in a limo. And got in the limo. And as we're driving to the airport, a flash came in front of me. And a flash of, and a whisper. And I, you know, since a kid, I've been hearing voices. I would tell my mom, Mom, are you calling me? Or, oh, I heard auntie call me and they said whatever, and she'll quickly be like, oh my God, don't listen to those voices. Stop it. And you know, my mom's Indian Caribbean, and you know, she has that whole, you know, superstition stuff sometimes. Anyways, and I just let it go. But in the car that day, literally, I heard a whisper and a flash came in front of me. So the flash was seeing me, my brother, and my mom at the airport. And my mom's looking around and looking at her papers and looking up at the screen. And then the voice was like, your flight's delayed. Just like that. Now I'm 9 years old. What do I know about delaying of flights and all that? I don't know all that. Anyways, I said to my mom, I know, I didn't say to my mom. I kept it to myself. I was too fearful at the time as a kid of expressing these things to her. And so I kept it to myself, but I paid attention. And lo and behold, when we got to the airport and we got to where we got to check in or whatever, our tickets, the lady said the flight's delayed and we're going to have to wait or something like that. So we had to wait. Literally, we had to wait. And it was so interesting to me that happened, and I knew that, right? That intuition, that gut feeling, that whisper that came through. So this intuition was so important to me, and it really gave me a footing of, wow, I really can hear, I really can know what's really going on. And I, at the time, was just a kid, and I was just like, wow, this really is happening. And that right there took me throughout so many different things that happened in my life when it came to my intuition and just listening to my gut. And it really guided me even while I was in college and throughout my life having my daughter and following my own inner voice, right? Those whispers of, you know, when she would be sick and what to do, what not to do, what to give her, and so forth. Like, it just came to me so quickly and easily. And I would listen, you know, just listen and do. And there are other incidents where I didn't listen, and yo, it was like a gunshot going off because stuff will happen. And not in a positive way. And I just kick myself and be like, oh my gosh, Naj, you should have listened. You should have done exactly. Or, you know, sometimes you get that feeling like, oh, you shouldn't go somewhere. Like, you just have this real, real heaviness. But yet, you try to brush it off and say, oh, no, I shouldn't go because, you know, I'm just having a little anxiety and worrying about whatever. But you reach there and stuff happens. You're like, God damn it, why didn't I listen? You know, you ever been there? Trust me, I have been there so many times. It's crazy as well, because, you know, having that fear of, oh, what someone's going to think that if I just out of the blue cancel or delay something, it's almost like, oh, so you listen to yourself? Like, wow, like, you listen to that inner voice, really? And they alienate you, you know, that whole thing of, what are you doing? That's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to do that. And I don't know what kind of human book is out there of being human is supposed to be like, but let me tell you guys, intuition came with you when you chose to come to this earth plane. Intuition followed you because it's your higher self. It is your guides, your angels surrounding you. You do not come here to this earth plane by yourself. You come here uncontracted with two other beings, including your higher self. You are never alone. And then you have your ancestors and so forth. But one thing for sure, No one's ever alone on this earth plane trotting in this world. Please do not be fooled by any information out there. You are not alone. And your intuition is real. Connect with it. And I highly suggest, guys, take time to connect with your own inner voice, your own inner intuition. Listen to it, connect with it, do meditation, walk along the beach, go into the forest, be among the flowers and trees, you know, somewhere in nature, wherever it is, and just be in the peace and the moment of nature, and you will hear them speak to you, right? All the elements speak, they whisper. Faintly, but they do whisper, and they carry messages. You can send a message to, say, your boyfriend is in India and you're here in America, and outside the wind is blowing, and you send your message. That message will carry all the way to where he is in India, and he will hear it. I've heard so many stories of people doing this. That's where you get that whole thing of a note or letter in a bottle found at sea. Because people were actually doing that way before the bottles came into play. It was being done with the wind, guys. So the air element. So I really wanted to talk with you real quickly about intuition. Take time to connect and learn it, to utilize it in your own personal life. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me today right here on the Ask Najm Lee Show, right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Use that hashtag A-S-K-N-A-J. Guys, I'm so excited. We have just popped the cherry of the new book that is coming out. Go ahead and pre-order right now. The book is called, again, Kill Anxiety, Live Immensely by yours truly, Najm P. Lee. Go get yourself a copy, learn about anxiety and how to relieve anxiety within your own personal life, and so many juicy tools that are brought to you by the beautiful Black goddess Kali, and so much more. So go over to nlartpublishing.us, and that link will be below, nlartpublishing.us. Go support your girl today. Thank you so much for your love, for listening right here on the show. You got any questions, got any comments, we'd love to hear your feedback. Go right ahead and do that now. Enjoy the rest of the music and messages, and I will see you in another podcast. And we are out.
Now greetings to the world, voice to the one called Skip Marley, alongside the lion in the jungle, Big Gangzilla, the youngest uncle.
I know you're drunk in power, brother, that's not juice. I see you chasing meals, my brother, that's not food. When the banana peels, I tell you that's not fruit. Another brother shot down, but that's not news. Don't you fall from grace, brother, don't throw it all away. A wise man used to say, money ain't life, so take it easy.
Tell me that's not true. Tell me that's not true.
You're lying with the liars, baby, that's not you. The way you're never smiling, baby, that's not cute. I see he got you crying, baby, that's not smooth. The chaos and the violence, baby, that's not cool. Don't you fall from grace.
No way.
My love, don't give your heart away.
No way.
A wise man used to say, if she's amazing, she won't be easy.
Tell me that's not true. Tell me that's not true. Tell me that's not true.
than instead of you build a wall. Better to love and last than to never have loved at all. Better to do today than instead of you putting it off. Tomorrow no sure, and that is for sure, so better you give it to all. Better you stand up and better you get up and rise whenever you fall. Better you smile instead of you cry, and even better you laugh. Embarrassment better than gas pain, no friends, so better you fall. Anything better than hungry, wisdom better than smart. Better them go bother go like them talk, cause I bet when you check it them soft. All of them bad on a book like a bull, but I bet when you check it's a cap. Real is better than fraud, freedom better than bad. Gold is better than bronze, bronze is better than brass. But health is better than wealth, and peace is better than war. Now is better than later, the present is better than past. Prevention better than cure, and long life better than fast. Question better than answer, better your answer, this and me ask.
They don't want no smoke, they don't want no smoke, so they don't want no smoke.
said they don't know smoke. I said they don't know smoke. They don't know smoke. They don't know smoke. My baby says she wonder why I'm not around more. Is she getting what she came for? Wonder why I'm laughing out loud for. I'm high, baby. That's the song when I'm inside, yo. Now I got you singing high notes. My doctor got something for ya. To get on my level and make you calm down. Calm down. You have to calm down. My baby, calm down. Calm down. Cause if I start now, I know go calm down. But not calm down.